At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back. We're continuing to break down the civil lawsuit document that was filed a little while back against Sean Diddy Combs and several other defendants from Rodney Jones. We are now on our third segment of breaking this down. It's a huge document. We're talking about 73 pages of information. If you're watching us on YouTube, you can see the document right there on the screen. We're going to just read it for you. It's a lot to go through, so you can kind of consume this however you want, wherever you want, on the podcast or wherever you are currently listening or watching. We are now up to the section titled Mr. Combs Attempted to Groom Mr. Jones into Engaging in Gay Sex. This is line number 63 from the lawsuit. It says Mr. Combs was aware that Mr. Jones looked up to and idolized music producer Stephen Aaron Jordan, Stevie J. Stevie J is an American DJ, record producer, and television personality. Stevie J was part of the Bad Boy Records production team, The Hitmen. In 1997, Stevie J won a Grammy Award for his work on Puff Daddy's debut album. Throughout the 1990s, Stevie J produced for several artists, including Mariah Carey, Tevin Campbell, The Notorious B.I.G., 112, Jodeci, Faith Evans, Jay-Z, and Eve. Stevie J was one of the producers on the Love album. Mr. Combs' access to Stevie J and his knowledge of Mr. Jones' admiration of Stevie J to groom and entice Mr. Jones to engage in homosexuality. Line 70, Mr. Combs went so far as to share a video of Stevie J anally penetrating Caucasian males without a condom. This was done, or a Caucasian male. This was done to ease Mr. Jones' anxiety concerning homosexuality. According to Mr. Combs, this is a normal practice in the music industry. Look, even Stevie J is doing it. Look, even he's doing it. Why don't you just decide to do it too? Because that doesn't matter at all. You can just kind of, you know, whatever you want, whatever you know. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that he had engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper Redacted, R&B singer Redacted, and Stevie J. Mr. Combs promised to make sure that Mr. Jones wins Producer of the Year at the Grammys if he is engaged in homosexuality. The following are screenshots of the video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male that Mr. Combs provided to Mr. Jones. And it's an image that we have on the screen here right now. It's very redacted, thank God. There's more, I guess. Okay. We're up to the category that says Thanksgiving of 2022, Mr. Jones is sexually assaulted by young Miami's cousin. On Thanksgiving Day of 2022, Mr. Jones was in Mr. Combs' house located in Miami, Florida. Young Miami and her female cousins were also present. Mr. Combs was intoxicated and offered cocaine to Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones rejected him and proceeded to walk to the restroom. While using the restroom, young Miami's cousin burst into the bathroom and began groping Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones believed that Mr. Combs sent her in there to sexually assault Mr. Jones. As she entered the bathroom, she dropped to her knees and began performing oral sex on Mr. Jones' exposed penis. Mr. Jones pushed her away and exited the bathroom. Young Miami's cousin did not accept Mr. Jones' rejection as she proceeded to follow Mr. Jones out of the bathroom. She started undressing and attempted to straddle him and have sex with him in the presence of Mr. Combs and his staff. Once again, Mr. Jones pushed her off. The following are images from a video of Young Miami, her cousin, Mr. Jones, and Mr. Combs. And in this, we see Mr. Jones and Mr. Combs on Thanksgiving Day, right before Mr. Combs invites Mr. Jones into the restroom and attempting to force him to take cocaine. Then the next scene here, we have Young Miami and her female cousin, who allegedly sexually assaulted Mr. Jones on Thanksgiving Day of 2022. The next section at line 81, Trafficking in Victims Protection Act. Throughout his time with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was transported from California to New York, Florida, and the United States Virgin Islands. During this time, Mr. Jones was forced to solicit sex workers and perform sex acts to the pleasure of Mr. Combs. On or about February 4th of 2023, Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring prostitutes and sex workers back to his home in Miami, Florida. And we have another image here on screen. The sex workers that Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring back to his home is what it is titled. The faces are blocked out. On line 84, on or about February 2nd, 2023, the incident Mr. Jones believes Mr. Combs drugged him. Mr. Jones recalls waking up naked, dizzy, and confused. He was in bed with two sex workers, and Mr. Combs, he also recalls aimlessly wandering around the house with no clothes on. There's another image on the phone that's in the document. It says sex workers in Mr. Jones' bed the morning after being drugged. On another occasion in Miami, Florida, on Thanksgiving night of 2022, Mr. Combs asked Mr. Jones and DeForest Taylor to enter the studio bedroom. He asked them for a $100 bill because he wanted them to do cocaine with him. Mr. Jones was scared, but luckily he didn't have a $100 bill, so Mr. Combs waited a little later to do coke with Young Miami. Later that evening, he required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers from Booby Trap on the River, located at 3615 Northwest South River Drive, Miami. So Jones did so, and Mr. Combs forced him to engage in unsolicited sex acts with these workers. And then there's a an image of Booby Trap, the business, it appears, I'm going to guess, strip club. That's my guess. There's even a vehicle, a company vehicle that says Booby Trap. As part of Mr. Jones' sex worker recruitment tools, Mr. Combs provided Mr. Jones with an exclusive bad boy baseball cap, required him to wear it to Booby Trap on the River as a signal to any sex worker he approached that Mr. Combs was in town and had sent Mr. Jones to recruit them. Mr. Jones had no desire to visit Booby Trap on the River, but they have great wings. Why didn't and burgers? Don't get me started. I'm kidding. I have no freaking idea. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit sex workers from Booby Trap on the River. Mr. Combs used his power to influence, intimidate, and forced Mr. Jones into soliciting sex workers from Booby Trap on the River. As detailed below, Mr. Combs used many tactics to maintain domination and control over Mr. Jones. Apparently, these workers were accustomed to servicing Mr. Combs and would know that he was in town by the sight of the bad boy's baseball cap. The following are Instagram profiles of two of the sex workers that Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit and have sex with at his home in Miami, Florida. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit or have sex with the individuals in the previous paragraph. Mr. Combs used his power and influence to intimidate and force Mr. Jones into soliciting and sleeping with these women. The following is a phone number of another sex worker that Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit and perform sex acts with at his home in Miami, Florida. And there's the image on the phone. Numbers are blocked out. Line 95 reads, Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit or have sex with the individual. In the previous paragraphs, Mr. Combs used his power and influence to intimidate and force Mr. Jones into soliciting and sleeping with the individuals above. Mr. Combs used many tactics to maintain domination and control over Mr. Jones. He promised him a Grammy for Producer of the Year for the Love album. He offered him $250,000 to purchase all the instruments he wanted. He promised him ownership of his $20 million property, One Star Island in Miami, Florida, and promised access to record label executives like defendants Lucien Charles Grange and Ethiopia Hatmerium. Line 97 reads, Mr. Combs would often switch up his approach. He would go from promising Mr. Jones the world to teaching Mr. Jones, or threatening rather, Mr. Jones with physical harm. Mr. Combs threatened to eat Mr. Jones' face and inform Mr. Jones that he is willing to kill his mother, Janice Combs, if he must, in order to get what he wants, so he wouldn't think twice to harm Mr. Jones. This is, it's shocking. I mean, this sounds like somebody who is very much on a lot of drugs to say things like, I'm going to eat your face. Although I believe that was a line in the latest adaptation of the Vacation movie. I'm going to eat your face. One of the fathers says it to his kids in a joking way. This clearly a little bit different context. And then threatening to kill his mom unless this producer does what he demands? It seems, I don't know. I mean, it with the allegations that we have here, with the, as of this recording, no charges, but what looks like it will likely be behavior of someone who clearly has something very, very wrong with them, if in fact these allegations are true. The next section is titled Mr. Combs and Jay Combs Solicit Drugs and Engages in Illicit Sex Acts with Minors and Sex Workers. That's coming up in our fourth segment. Press subscribe. We are going to keep dropping them for you here. And you can then binge on through them as we continue to go through the civil lawsuit that's been filed by Mr. Jones against Combs and many other defendants. My name's Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe and stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, Spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, Spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.